Saint Joseph is one of the greatest saints in the Catholic Church that is honored in all different countries in the Catholic Church. It's amazing about Saint Joseph that we don't have one word that he speaks in the Gospels. There's not one word that Joseph says in the Gospels. We don't hear any words from the mouth of Joseph, and yet he's one of the greatest saints in the church. So what does that say about talking? Do you need to talk a lot to God to be a saint? You know, people who are talkers. No, listening is more important. Listening and being obedient. And that's what you see Joseph doing. He always has his ears on the word of God, always listening to what God is saying to him. And then he's a man of action. He's a man who does the will of God. The amazing thing also that you could say about Saint Joseph was not a religious, he was a lay person. He was a lay person. Laity are called to holiness. He's one of the greatest saints in the church, and yet he's a lay person. Think about that. He's not a religious. So sometimes we have this misconception, you have to be a religious, you have to be a priest to be holy. But actually, he was a lay person working in the world with other people dealing with the affairs of the world. Yet he's one of the greatest saints in the church. Do you think about that? Also, Saint Joseph. So Saint Joseph, we think of him as a Christian. Actually, he was a Jew. He lived Judaism. The scriptures that he read were the Hebrew scriptures. Think about that. The only laws that he knew, he didn't know the Gospels. The Gospels weren't written. He only knew the laws of Judaism. That's why we should never be anti-Semitic. It's false for any Christian to be anti-Semitic, to not honor Judaism, because Judaism is a part of who we are as Christians. You just can't get rid of Judaism. And Saint Joseph was a Jew. Think about that. He was Jewish in every way possible. He went to the synagogue. He didn't go to church. There was no churches. He went to the synagogue. So think about that also. So here's a saint that we're revering in the church who's Jewish. He was Jewish. That's why we should always honor Judaism. Always have respect for Jews. As the Second Vatican Council says, there are elder brothers in the faith. We're not much different. We should always have respect for each other. Saint Joseph, there's so much that we could say about Saint Joseph. That a homily doesn't even do justice to Saint Joseph. And yet we have to say something with Saint Joseph. Yet I can't be here for 3 hours because the live stream would just be too long. You would be bored here. You need to get to work. I can't preach for 3 hours on Saint Joseph. There's many books that are written on St. Joseph where you can extend your knowledge. Father Don Calloway is one of our priests who's written a number of books on St. Joseph, written like a 30 Days of St. Joseph where you can do devotions. He's even done a child's book on St. Joseph so you can introduce St. Joseph to children. So who is this man, St. Joseph? First of all, you could say that he was chosen by God the Father. He was chosen by God the Father to be the father of his only begotten Son from heaven, Jesus. And Jesus was living here on earth. So I believe that God the Father conformed St. Joseph's soul to himself. And St. Joseph is maybe the living image of God the Father on earth. So if you want a representation of God the Father, look at St. Joseph. Because St. Joseph bears all the characteristics of God the Father. It's that living image of God the Father here on earth. So that's the first thing, is that St. Joseph is a father. He's a father. He's a father of our Lord Jesus Christ, an adoptive father, or we could say a foster father, not a father by nature, but a father by nurture, which is even greater. Anyone can be a father by nature, but not everyone can be a father by nurture. Or some people can't be a father by nature, but they can be a father by nurture. And so that St. Joseph, his fatherhood is in his nurturing. And so that's why all fathers should have a devotion to St. Joseph. Pray to St. Joseph so that you become a good father for your children. St. Joseph is also the husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Think about this. The Blessed Virgin Mary is the Immaculate Conception. She was conceived without sin. Jesus was without sin. And I always say this jokingly. If there was a broken vase in the house, it wasn't the Immaculate Conception, Mary. It wasn't the Redeemer of the world, Jesus. So there would only be one person, St. Joseph. Can you imagine that? Living in the midst of holiness every day of his life. And as you know who you live with, it kind of, that holiness probably radiated to St. Joseph also. Think about that. If you're living with Jesus and you're living with Mary every day, it probably sanctified St. Joseph to degrees that we don't even understand. St. Joseph was chaste. He lived chastity in his life. He was the chaste guardian of the Virgin. He guarded the virginity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that both St. Joseph and the Blessed Mother were chaste in their relationship. They never had relations, but yet they were loving and intimate toward one another. So you can be loving and intimate and still chaste at the same time. And so if you're having difficulties with chastity in your life, or you're having difficulties with chastity even in your marriage, St. Joseph is a patron to pray to for that gift of chastity. St. Joseph was prudent in his life. He always thought before acting. That's what prudence is. Prudence is thinking before acting. It's deliberating before acting. And you always see St. Joseph doing that. He's always deliberating before he acts. Yes, sometimes he needs his guardian angel in his dream to come to him and to give him that right direction. But he's always looking for the right direction to go into. St. Joseph is obedient. You see that virtue of obedience that's there. St. Joseph hears the word of God, and he obeys immediately. The angel says, take the child and his mother and flee into Egypt. And it was at night. And St. Joseph, he wastes no time to take up his bags, and he flees into Egypt. St. Joseph is a lover of poverty. He was poor in his life. He wanted to be poor. He wanted to identify with the poor in his life. I always say this. This always baffles me, that when the Magi came to Joseph and Mary, and they gave them 3 gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And yet when Mary and Joseph went into the temple to present the offering, they presented a pair of turtle doves. Why did they present a pair of turtle doves? It meant that they were too poor to afford the lamb sacrifice. So if they had enough money, they would have presented a lamb in the temple. But if you're too poor, it says in the law that you offer 2 turtle doves. And so they offered 2 turtle doves, which meant that they were poor. And I always say, what happened to the gold? What happened to the gold and the frankincense and the myrrh? That gold would have paid 1,000 times over for a lamb. What happened to that gold, frankincense, and myrrh? You ever wonder that? What happened to the gifts that they were so poor? And I believe that Joseph and Mary were so poor, but had such a love for poverty and such a love for the poor, that probably Joseph went out and maybe gave the frankincense, the gold, and the myrrh to the poor, so that the poor could have something to eat. That people were more important than riches to Mary and Joseph. Saint Joseph is the model of all who labor. He's the patron saint of workers. We should always pray to Saint Joseph before we work. Dedicate your work to Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph was a carpenter. He was a hard worker. He labored. See that you can become a saint and still work every day. Sometimes you think that, oh, I have to pray all the time every day. Yes, you could be in recollection, but you could also be working. That God sanctifies our work. Our work is a way of offering, of redeeming our souls. That you can use work as a penance. You don't have to do extra penance. Your work is your penance, especially if you have a boss that you don't like, or employees that you don't like, or if you're the boss and you have employees under you. It can be a hardship. Work is a hardship, getting up every day. And you have to drive to work, or you have to take public transportation to work. And there's a cross in work that's there. There's a labor, there's a sweat. Sometimes you're tired and you gotta drink down coffee, you know, and get that caffeine, get going. And there's a labor within work every day. There's a tiredness within work. You're tired by the end of the week. You long for the weekend. And that's where work can have redemptive value. That's what Pope John Paul II wrote in his encyclical on St. Joseph, Guardian of the Redeemer. The value of work, in another encyclical where he talks about work, the value of work. Saint Joseph is the pillar of families. So if you're having difficulty in your families, pray to Saint Joseph for your families. He cares about families. Saint Joseph is the consolation of the afflicted. If you feel afflicted in your life by various trials, by even spiritual temptations, pray to Saint Joseph, that God can work through Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph is the hope of the sick. He cares for the sick. If you find you have many sicknesses, ailments in your life, pray to Saint Joseph for that gift of hope. Saint Joseph is the patron of the dying, that he intercedes for the dying, that we should always pray to Saint Joseph for someone who's dying. Pray for his mighty intercession. Saint Joseph is the terror of demons. That if you have someone that's afflicted with demonic spirits, pray to Saint Joseph. He's very powerful against demons. And finally, Saint Joseph is the patron of the universal church that was proclaimed in the Second Vatican Council. He's the protector of Holy Church. We should always pray to Saint Joseph before major meetings in the church. I'm thinking of like the upcoming synod on synodality. We should all be praying to Saint Joseph to help guide our church, to help guide our bishops and our priests, our cardinals, or even lay people are part of the synod, and especially our Holy Father, Pope Francis. And pray to Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph is He's being manifested in the church even more and more and more. And our Eucharistic prayers, all four Eucharistic prayers, we invoke the intercession of Saint Joseph every single day in the Eucharistic prayers. And so we should pray to Saint Joseph. If you want to honor Saint Joseph, a way of honoring Saint Joseph, there's a beautiful oratory, a church of St. Joseph in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. It's absolutely beautiful. It's in the middle of the city on a hill. I mean, you can't miss it. They're doing renovations at the church. It's basically, it's five floors, the church. It was St. Andre Bisset who helped to build the church because of his love for St. Joseph. And that's a great pilgrimage to do, is to go to the oratory of St. Joseph. Make a pilgrimage to St. Joseph. They have beautiful candle shrine and just all kinds of chapels in honor of St. Joseph where you can pray to St. Joseph. It's the largest church in the world dedicated to St. Joseph. We pray to St. Joseph. We ask St. Joseph to help each and every one of us in our state of life, to be faithful to our state of life, to be faithful to the call that God has given us, to do the will of God, not just to talk a lot, but actually to hear and to do. And that's why St. Joseph is such a model for following the will of God, because he was a man who heard and he was a man to do the will of God always and everywhere in his life. St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for each and every one of us that we will become holy and model our lives on your life itself.
Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.